Good evening. I'd like to bring the Berkeley County Board of Commissioners meeting called order. We have a roll call, please.
Commissioner Robinson, present.
Commissioner Wesson, present.
Chairman Trent, present.
Michael White, present.
Thank you very much. Invocation is going to be given tonight by Pastor Gary Corden. Yes, sir. Come on up.
Good evening, best of our heads, Father. We thank you again. We immediately appreciate your presence and thank you for the men who invited you into the room. While there may be a line drawn between government and religion, there's no line drawn between the hearts of these men and you. Pray, God, that you will touch them with a mighty touch of love, compassion, and wisdom to lead our county. Thank you for them and our manager and all those who work for our community county. Pray for those who are interested and concerned and a part of being in this and other meetings. Pray that our community will grow together in the things that matter, that we with wisdom will learn how to work through issues and problems that come against us, that make us better instead of worse. Thank you for the agenda tonight and for all those that will participate. I thank you in advance for the undying love that you give us, that we can differ and not fall out, that we can agree to disagree and yet move forward to do what's best for our county. I pray these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Corden. All right, County Manager, you want to go over to budget highlight summary?
Absolutely, Chairman. I'd be glad to. Berkeley County Board of Commissioners, Berkeley County staff, community partners, residents, and citizens of Berkeley County, good evening. As manager of this great county, I had the honor of creating the county budget for fiscal year 2024-2025. A proposed budget was presented on May 20th. Shortly thereafter, an error was discovered in the revenue projections for that budget. Our tax administrator confirmed a miscalculation and a software malfunction. I'd like to be very clear that that error in itself did not cause us to lose any revenue. Instead, there was an overprojection in revenue, which means we thought we were able to cover much more in that budget than we will actually be able to do. As a result, several cuts were made to the original proposed budget and a larger tax increase has been recommended. Initially, a 1.5 cent increase was recommended, and in the revised proposed budget, a 4.5 cent increase has been recommended. This budget includes capital expenses, such as a 3% employee increase, 911 Viper radios, 3 new positions, IT virtualization, and an emergency management vehicle. The general fund in this budget is approximately $25,719,723. So I'm going to say that again to make sure it's very clear. $25,719,723. There is no fund balance appropriations in this budget. Unfortunately, some of the cuts made to the budget include an ambulance, a power lift stretcher, an inspections vehicle, and line item reductions in parks and recreation, EMS, sheriff's office, and public buildings. Some reductions were also made to the special appropriations category that includes nonprofit organizations, educational institutions, and state agencies. No new nonprofit organizations were funded in the revised proposed budget. After much thought and consideration, and again, I say after much thought and consideration, the biggest reduction in this category is the reduction of Berkeley County Public Schools in the amount of $300,000. As discussed in the revised budget presentation, this reduction seems justifiable and feasible for the upcoming fiscal year and academic year due to decreases in expenses for Berkeley County Public Schools. This decrease in expenses is due to declining enrollment, the closing of two buildings that house Askewville Preschool and the former Berkeley County Early College, and the facility that housed Orlando Elementary School. This academic year will also close. So there will be three fewer facilities that will have to be maintained, including utility cost. Additionally, Berkeley County Schools received $1,050,000 for the sale of the Askewville Preschool property. And lastly, Berkeley County Schools fund balance has grown significantly in recent years, providing a fund balance that is larger than Berkeley County's available fund balance. Please keep in mind that during fiscal years 2021 and 2022, all county departments experienced cuts to varying degrees depending on the department. And again, that is county department. During that time, Berkeley County Schools appropriation of $3,027,671 was maintained and has been at that level or higher for the past 6 years. As Berkeley County seeks to strengthen its financial position while ensuring quality services to our citizens, I'm asking our Board of Commissioners and everyone to, of course, keep education a priority because it means so much to us, but also keep in mind that we have to prioritize law enforcement, EMS, our aging population, recreation, and our county employees. I would like to thank all of the Berkeley County department heads and staff for their assistance with the preparation of this budget. And that concludes my budget highlights for the fiscal year 24-25 budget. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I'll entertain a motion to go into public hearing for 2024-2025 budget.
I'll make that motion to go into a public hearing for 24-25 budget.
We have a first, we have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're now in a public hearing. Anybody has any questions in reference to what the county manager has spoke, please ask questions if need be. Hello, Doug. How are you, sir?
Commissioners, county manager. Let's see. Well, this is something good. First, let me say good evening to everyone. And not real questions about the budget, but I just do have some comments. First, I just want to thank you individually and collectively as a board for the strong partnership with Berkeley County Schools since I returned in 2019. We definitely have supported the board, me, and all of the students since I returned. As you heard right there in the last week, our county manager presented a revised budget presentation for 24-25. And I understand that as a county, we have some budget challenges. And you do have tough decisions to make. And I totally understand that. I empathize with each of you. However, I just want to take a few moments to advocate for the children of Berkeley County Schools. A $300,000 cut to our local budget. It's not just a cut to buildings, but it's actually a detrimental cut to children and staff of Berkeley County Schools. And we know that this cut will more than likely be a permanent cut. First, I will start with enrollment. Yes, we have decreased enrollment, which of course means state allotments will decrease. However, it doesn't mean that the needs of our remaining students have increased. I would argue that needs have only increased, especially since the pandemic. We know that the county cannot replace all state funds, but they do supplement what we do get from the state. And that helps us with the academic, social, and emotional needs of our children and our staff. Likewise, our federal COVID relief funds will end this year, putting us in a fiscal cliff hangover. They will end in September of this year. Our fund balance, our district's fund balance is healthy for a district of our size. However, the fund balance was not grown with the use of local taxpayer dollars. We, and I said we, I mean the board, and the individuals that work in the district administration, we have the financial fortitude to be creative in how we use our ESSER funds or our COVID relief funds. Some of the uses of those funds, we redesigned our outdoor learning spaces to include track and field at Berkeley High School. We upgraded and replaced HVAC systems at Foran and Windsor Elementary Schools that were well beyond the end of their life cycles. And we used ESSER funds for some other allowable expenses. This allowed us not to spend local funds, and we were able to shore up some of those funds to put in our fund balance. We knew that using COVID funds wisely would eliminate us having to come back to you, commissioners, to ask for additional capital outlay allocation if something were to go wrong in our schools, knowing that it was a fund balance situation in the county itself and experiencing the county. So in essence, we were very intentional and strategic about how we utilized our COVID relief dollars and our building of the fund balance. Next, we have closed three buildings, the former early college building, Askeville Pre-K building, and most recently, Orlando Elementary. Just buildings, but not schools. We closed one school, that's Orlando Elementary. All of this was done because the buildings were older, not incapacitated, and to also, again, better utilize our expenditures. That was done to use our capital outlay and local expenditures most efficiently. Again, not having to maintain older facilities, old infrastructure, old HVAC systems, eliminating unnecessary costs, and better use of personnel, all attempts at not having to burden the county for additional funds in those buildings. So that's using what was allotted in the most prudent manner as possible. Next, the sale of Askeville, it did gross. That sale got us more than we ever thought we would get, and right at $1 million. We have already identified and presented to you all in our budget over $2 million worth of capital needs that are remaining in our remaining buildings. So that's what we intend to use that $1 million for, to try to upkeep our aging buildings. As you know, Berkeley County schools have very old buildings. So we have $2 million worth of immediate needs, and we're going to use that $1 million to try to tackle at least half of those. Again, funds that would not have to come from the local taxpayer. And as I close, let me just remind you that our local expenditures, in fact, everything we do in the school system, it supplements the early learning program or our pre-K, because pre-K, they do not get adequate funds to operate fully with the staff that it has. It impacts school nutrition, because we know school nutrition is an enterprise fund, and they only operate on USDA reimbursements, and they have to take care of themselves. But when they cannot, we have to supplement child nutrition. Local funds pay for the entire athletic program, including equipment, coaches, upkeep of the fields, uniforms, the use of activity buses for games, and transportation. Local funds are used to purchase textbooks and other curriculum materials. Local funds provide professional development for staff and field trips, for students. Local funds have to pay our school utility bills, and those rates are ever increasing. And inflation is just one word I have to say without any other explanation. And of course, our local staff supplements allow us to be somewhat competitive in the region, as those supplements are funded with local dollars. So at a time when Berkeley County schools is operating in the most effective and efficient manner, and we are seeing some of the higher statistical outcomes that you've seen in years, like our teacher turnover rate is lower than the state average, and it's the lowest that it's been in several years. Our graduation rates are currently up, our district is out of low performance status, and test scores are generally up. And we are in a state of continuous improvement. And to be in a state of continuous improvement does not come without funds. So thank you, commissioners, for your support always, and thank you for this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Good evening, Chairman Trent, Vice Chair Robertson, and Commissioners. My name is Rachel Bettless, and I am here on behalf of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and our more than 158,000 members and supporters in North Carolina. Today, I spent my day in the field with my colleague Thomas, who's one of our senior field workers. We spent the day in Berkeley County helping animals, mostly dogs who are kept chained outside 24/7. We found dogs who were so infested with fleas that as we were cleaning their areas, the fleas were jumping all over us. We had to spray ourselves down with Adams because the fleas were just covering us. Dogs whose ears were being eaten by flies because of their outside area, which isn't clean, or they have an infection in their ears and the flies just come and start eating their ears. We found dogs without a drop of water in this weather, in the sun all day long, without any water at all. We found dogs who the last time we visited were alive and well, and today they were dead. And the owners had no idea what happened to them, and this is including puppies. Please do something. Please do. It's just getting hotter out there. And this is not just a thing that we see today. This is every day that our field workers go out and we find dogs in this kind of situation. Require adequate shelter, require adequate care, including having to take your animal to the vet when they're sick, requiring that they make sure that their animals have fresh water every day and that they have shade every day. That's something that you can do. Commissioner Wesson, you once mentioned that there was an emergency call system that the county can use. Is there any way to call residents to get the word out that if you have a dog outside, they could die if they don't have access to shade and water, and to remind them that they're so vulnerable and they could die. And if they do die, they could be charged with cruelty to animals for not providing for them. Is that something that the commissioners could do? Just something to help them.
Rachel, actually, this is a hearing for the budget, and I allowed you to come up to speak, and it just because you're here.
But this is your public hearing for the month, isn't it?
No, this is a public hearing for the budget.
Well, when was your public hearing?
At a regular meeting. So.
Well, I mean, I'm here every month.
Thank you. Anyone else, please? There is no one else, then I'll entertain a motion to come out of the public hearing.
I made a motion to come out of the public hearing.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Commissioners' reports. Mr. Robinson, do you have anything?
Well, Chairman Trent, my report says that we, as a commissioner board, Burton County, need to stand with education. Keep in our mind. Please, board members, listen to what the superintendent has said and look at the kids in our district and their need from us. Thank you.
Mr. Wilson?
Yeah, I have a couple of announcements that I'd just like to make. First of all, delighted to mention that we will open our Dream Point Apartments effective July 1st. And we had a great turnout for the open house, and people enjoyed coming in and seeing the work and really appreciate it. So that was excellent. But July 1st, we will open to teachers. Also, I'm delighted to announce that we now have two companies that plan to apply for the 9% state subsidy to build new apartments in Bertie County. Two companies. They each have to put up $10,000 on the application. They don't want any money. They don't want anything from us, but a connection to landowners who are willing to sell property at a fair price. So we may not get both of them, but the hope is that we will certainly get at least one of them, and they both want to build an addition to 60 units, 1, 2, 3 bedroom and townhouses, open for all, anyone. Also, I want to draw your attention. A lot of folks have called and asked questions about all the new homes being built or replaced in Bertie County, NC Rebuild. We are so proud of the work that's being done around NC Rebuild. The amount of work going into us getting those, they're going to replace 72 homes. That's 72 new rebuilds, an additional replacing some trailers with modulars. And if you see them growing up and all around the county, what a wonderful thing. And the support that we lobbied for to get this. All counties are not getting this. You don't see this in most of the counties around us, but this is going to make a significant difference. Also, we have reached our goal of adding 1,700 new working households to Medicaid expansion. Imagine that, 1,700 households that didn't, working people who did not have insurance coverage, but now we're going to have tremendous insurance companies to be able to pick their provider, Blue Cross Blue Shield, United Healthcare, don't have to get referral to go to specialists, dental care, vision care, true insurance, okay? That's a blessing for us. On the 25th, which is, I think, next Tuesday, the Bertie Herford Community Fund will be making their awards to nonprofits in Bertie and Herford County. And we have several significant organizations that will be getting funded. A lot of you knew Waylon Jennings, who used to be, was from here and who died not long ago. But there's special awards from his state, estate, that will go to Bertie County citizens and Hereford County citizens. So we're real proud of that. And we thank him and his family for that contribution. So that's it, Chairman.
Okay, so thank you. Mr. White?
I don't have any at this time.
Mr. Balance?
None at this time.
Okay. I'd like everybody to know that on the 20th and 21st is that even though the county manager has read his budget announcement, okay, it does not mean that that's what the budget will be. There will be debate. There will be questions. There will be things that will be asked. And we'll also be going over that as a board of commissioners on the 20th and the 21st. That meeting is scheduled at 10 a.m. And again, that will be up for discussion as far as what we go forward with, what we don't go forward with, things of that nature. I just want to make sure everybody is clear on that and has a good understanding that nothing is set in stone, that we will be looking at every avenue of how we can turn around to keep things status quo. Does anybody have anything else on the board? Okay. All right. County manager, discussion of plans of adoption.
Yes, sir. As you mentioned, we will have budget work sessions on the 20th and 21st, Thursday and Friday of this week. We'll start at 10 o'clock in the commissioner's room. And then on June 26th. Next week, we will have our regular meeting of the month, where we'll also have public comment period there. And that during that meeting, we expect to be able to adopt the budget for fiscal year 24-25.
Okay. All right. Anybody on the board have any other questions? If not, then I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So move.
A second. Mr. Balance, thank you, Mr. Wilson. We have a first and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay.